Welcome to the show, it's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here, let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online, it's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Stream Show. Welcome to the Brother Stream Show.
Hey. Welcome to the Brother Stream Show. This is a condensed version for two reasons. One, the first reason, which is a very good reason, is that we've been running over time the whole time. So we thought we've wasted so much.
What, previous episodes?
Yeah, we've wasted so much of your time that to make it up. We should probably...
If at the end of the series we can average out all the times, maybe it'll end up as an hour of your time.
Totally. I mean, some people are probably like using the hour thing that we say in the intro to kind of go, okay, that means I can leave my chicken in the oven for an hour. And then they're coming at the end of the episode going like, cool, now it's time to take it off. It's burnt! And, you know, that's no good. And so we just thought, okay, we've been running over time. Let's just cut it back. Let's condense it. But also equally what happened is that when we hit record, the first time we tried to record this week's episode, Andrew wasn't mic'd up at all. He was just making no sound. So what we might do is we might cut some of that discussion in earlier, and you just will not hear any responses from Andrew, but he is here. He's just
hello.
There he is.
So yes, it's the condensed version.
I'm Simon Streep.
I'm Dill Streep.
I'm Andrew,
and here's some of the stuff we recorded that has not got Andrew in.
Welcome to the Brother Streep Show.
I want to get lavatorial. We've not done it for a couple of weeks.
Okay, tell us,
what is with people who go to work at like 8, hop a 7 even sometimes, and use the bathroom there to do their first daily ablute, so that when people like me who stick to convention and, you know, wake up, do what you need to do at home, and then go to work, have to walk through this thick mist of awful morning smells, of all the evils that have churned up overnight, do these people not have toilets at home?
Well, this is an interesting point you raise, because I do my main ablute now at work.
Really?
Well, our office doesn't have a bathroom attached to it, so I feel like it's different in that our office is more like a public
space. It's just going to a public bathroom.
Yeah, which I think is fine. You can do it. I mean, based on what I've seen in public bathrooms, you can do whatever on earth you want in public bathrooms.
Yeah.
You could kill a person and it would be totally within
sometimes
the realm.
Sometimes it smells like someone's killed a person.
So do you feel like I'm guilty for this practice?
Well, it's an interesting thing, because I'm famously a home ground man only.
Yeah.
So I won't tend to go anywhere else but home anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just find it's quite interesting that people can't, you know,
time it.
It's like, it's just not a good start to the day when you literally have to hold your breath through a passage.
I will say
to get to your office.
I will say that I used to also, I haven't changed my habits for a while. I mean, I know you meant to at some stage try to figure out a way to be regular, so that, I don't know, it's like 11 o'clock every day. It's like, cool, that's where Simon's off to. That's why he took his iPad with him. And I haven't really gotten there yet. Maybe when I'm, I don't know, older or dead, I'll be more regular.
Never.
At my previous work, where I did think that all the bathrooms were kind of too close to where people were working. And so rather than having that happen in the office space in the house that we worked in, I used to kind of walk outside there, dig a hole. I used to walk outside and go into the kind of this bigger auditorium where not many people would hang out during that time. And that's where I
the acoustics were better. Okay. Well, I don't know. I find it odd. Because a work day is only so long. I don't know. I usually go once, if anyone's wondering, in a day. So go before or after, and don't... Because the bathrooms are right next to my office, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
But when I was thinking about the bathrooms today, I remembered quite a funny thing. The bathrooms at our work got revamped. They became very swanky, very kind of walk in, the light comes on, put your hand under the tap and it turns on. You don't have to touch anything. The flusher is just like a laser flush. And then you get used to that. And then during the blackouts of, I think, last year or possibly even the year before, there was load shedding, and I, you know, did business and needed to flush. I was like, oh, I have to actually touch a flusher now. What a loss. Like, that is first world problems right there.
So the load shedding affected your load shedding. In this place where I used to work, as I mentioned, there was a basically a house turned into offices. Mm. And the staff kept on growing, and so they needed more office space.
So they needed to go to the bathroom.
So because the staff was growing and they needed more office space, what would happen is that they would slowly but surely turn other rooms, like, you know, bedrooms that were normally for guests and stuff like that, they'll turn that into an office, and then one of the toilets got turned into an office. No. It was always a bit of a strange thing, like if you were the person working in that office,
working
like
in a toilet.
You know that used to be you're literally working in a toilet. Anyway, but one of the times that this happened is it took what was quite a big bathroom and they kind of made it a bit smaller, kept kind of the toilet and the shower, got rid of the bath.
Yeah.
And then where the bath had been, they put up like a divider and put up a bit of a wall. So what eventually happened was that you had a situation where there was a bathroom, but if you looked to the really like top near the ceiling, there was like a bit of a window which would peer into the other office. Now, it was high enough that there was never going to be anyone really, you know, if you were sitting there, no one was going to be able to see in unless they really, really wanted to. But I always thought what would be a great idea is our good friend Richard Lundy used to work in that office. I thought it'd be great to just print out a picture of Richard Lundy's face and stick it against that window so that the happening person that was sitting on the toilet would just happen to look out and be like, "Whoa, Richard, what are you doing?"
Shame.
So it's funny you bring up bathroom stick because I was sitting in the bathroom, and this is something that's happened to me a couple of times before, where you're sitting in the bathroom, and in this case it definitely was the men's bathroom, but then you start hearing female voices, and obviously there are women now that have come into this men's bathroom.
Yeah.
And I wonder, as I did then, is the right thing to just hold back, wait for them to leave so that they don't feel embarrassed by the fact.
Do you think they've gone in by mistake?
I think they were. Well, actually, it turned out that they were just cleaning the bathroom. But at the time, I wasn't 100% certain about that. And so I thought maybe I should just camp out here in the cubicle for a bit.
Because otherwise, feet up. Nobody here.
Why is this door stuck? And then what do you do in that situation? Do you just kind of open up and be like, hey, wow, whoa, you're in the wrong place, but still, whatever? Or do
I've got a subtle thing that I do that if I'm walking, like, let's say in a shop and I want to get past someone or somebody looks like they're not going to notice that I'm there, I subconsciously go, like that, or like that, if I'm close enough. And they always move, but I don't want to go, "Excuse me," or "You're going to hit me now." I just go,
"Do you really think in a crowded shop is really the thing that's making people move?"
It happens when you're like, it has to happen when you're right at like the ear, basically, really close. Think of a better example. Maybe it's not in a crowded shop.
That's terrible. They're just moving because they're like, "Oh, why is this person sniffing my ears?"
Well, anyway, if you were in the bathroom, you could give a very masculine clearing of the throat. Yeah. That way, they'll get the message, scurry off.
Fair enough.
And you wouldn't have had to go, "Excuse me." But I don't think any women are mistaking men's bathrooms for women's bathrooms when they walk in. A, they wouldn't know. What would they think a urinal on the wall is? I can't even imagine.
And B, there might
be a new
movement.
It's covered in urine everywhere. There's pee all over the floor. It doesn't smell like flowers. This is definitely not the place we're used to.
I like to think that as part of the feminist movement that there will be urinals in female bathrooms for those wanting to make use of the she-wee as a statement.
I think they should we should all be allowed in all bathrooms. You get blokes wearing skirts now and women wear pants like literally all the time.
I kind of
do. The man sign on a bathroom door with a person wearing pants, that is in no way a man these days.
Have you ever walked into a woman's bathroom before?
They're carpeted.
It's amazing. There are so many great things going on there.
Yeah.
And by great things, I don't mean like, you know, if you look through
bodily
certain
functions.
Holes or whatever. I just mean, I remember at my old church, distinctly, the men's bathroom was, as Dylan has described, like maybe there wasn't urine on the floor, but, you know, it wasn't particularly a nice place. Then you suddenly go into the women's bathroom and the cupboards. Hello? Yeah. What are people storing in bathrooms? I don't know. There's better soaps. There's carpeted sections. There's mirrors. That
waterfalls
are huge. It's, it really is amazing, the women's bathroom.
I've been house hunting. This is still happening. And I had an interesting one the other day where I went to, I won't name areas, but I went to an area that I thought this house was going to be in. I drove right through that area and over a railway into another whole area. They somehow seemed to get their borders mixed up. But the place was all right. didn't mind the place too much. Yeah. But what I found quite strange was the very honest letting agent. She was kind of refreshingly and brutally honest about the place. And I don't know if that place is going to get taken, because she's literally saying, yeah, the cell phone reception here sucks. And she's like, she's kind of young. I think she's younger than me. And very colloquial about everything.
Do you think, I think it's like a sales tactic. You talk to the person as you think that they would want.
Yeah, because I walked in with baggy pants and a backwards cap. She thought, let me speak to this guy on his level.
I've totally had that before, though, but with like health insurance. With the guy who was coming to like put together my policy, like kind of met me in this cafe. I was like, yeah, and you know, this is like totally like excellent. And like, this is rad. I'm like, aren't you like 10 years older than me? Just speak like a normal human being, please.
How can I respect you and give you my money? She's like, there's no internet at the moment, but it's probably coming in the next 2 months. So that'll be cool. Because everyone here is like, where's the internet, man? I'm like, okay. That's also very honest. And then there was a little gym place that you could go to.
This place sounds rad.
Yeah. And so I wandered around there towards the gym. And there was a pool that she was actually showing me. And then I said, oh, is that the gym? And she went, yeah, well, they don't even have a treadmill. It's like, I keep saying to the super, just get something that I can market, man. Like, have you forgotten what's happening here? It's like, I guess, I don't know, maybe she had a long day or something. But like, the roles seemed to have disappeared. And she suddenly wasn't selling me anything anymore.
That's
just
great.
Complaining about this place.
You know, I like the sound of this person. I think if she
she was a great person.
If she recommends something again, just take it based on her.
I think if she does anything else but recommend something, I'll go with her on that, but not something that she's trying to sell.
I don't really understand the point we were talking about earlier of, especially when you're trying to sell a house or rent a flat, whatever it might be, of saying you're in one area and then you actually are definitely in a different area.
Yeah.
I kind of see the point. Like my dad used to do it with our house. He used to write like Constantia as part of our address. And our house is very much Birkfield or Oak Ridge or Meadow Ridge. You could say probably one of those three and get away with it. Constantia, not so much, Dad. Not so much, Charles. But he would do it anyway. And I think it was, you know, he liked the air of, I don't know, prestige that perhaps might bring up in people that were sending us letters. And so from that perspective,
but not for renting,
maybe. But in any situation where the person's going to end up driving to your house, it makes no sense, because they're just going to go like, that was weird. Constantia was seven suburbs ago.
They phone you. I'm in Constantia. I might be lost. Seem to find it. Everything here looks really, really good.
Hey, that was fun. Did you enjoy not being in that?
Well, it was less fun than I expected.
I prefer the podcast from here on out, actually.
Yeah.
Strangely enough.
Well, let's go into a game. How about Switch Flop?
Switch Flop.
Welcome to Switch Flop, where Dylan and Andrew will argue a topic of my choosing. If I shout flop, they have to change their stance on the subject. And if I shout switch, the other one has to take over. And if I shout switch flop, their brains explode. All right. You know about that?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's go.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. All right. So I want Andrew, we'll start with you. I want you to argue that computer games are a waste of time.
Right, well, computer games are a complete waste of time. I've spent many years of my life in front of a computer screen, my eyes going square, it's ruining my brain, and in fact, it's doing is making me a dullard. And
Switch.
I, for one, don't want to be a dullard. The amount of time I've spent playing games, and I couldn't even afford the good ones. They're so expensive, which is a good thing, because really, you want to pay for the best. When you're getting free games on the front of a magazine,
they're
usually better than the ones that they sell you for like R$600-700 for a game. Boring.
Switch.
Well, yeah, totally boring. And it's so expensive, which is, as Dylan said, a wonderful thing, because it's like an investment for your future. The great thing about video games is that they enhance your mobility, your hand-eye coordination, which is useless in the long term, because who needs it? I mean, what you really want to be doing is flopping your face.
Is watching real life go past. I think that GTA is a really good game, and it's a bad thing to play in real life, because when you're kind of hitting prostitutes with crowbars and stealing things from shops and I used to think that that was a good thing to do on the computer, but that is, as you say, a huge waste of time. Do it in real life. The rewards are obvious. You get free stuff, yeah. You get free cars.
And that's great. And other things, you know, you can play are these games online with millions Switch of players.
Which I think is so lame. I mean... You say millions and millions. I mean, we say millions and millions of players. But really, it's probably like three players with just really intuitive bots that they've got all these games running concurrently, and it's like 3 12-year-olds.
Wow, depressing.
And that's all I have to say about it. Yeah.
Well, that's so I get to pick a winner. Yeah. Who do I think argued that better? I think Dylan argued that better.
I think he did.
Because I like the idea of Dylan running around and just hitting people and riding people over with his car. I mean, I don't recommend you do it.
No.
But I do like imagining that. I hope that I somehow dream about that tonight.
Speaking of my car and driving around smashing into people, my car got scraped yesterday.
Ooh.
By my girlfriend's dad.
Oh, no.
What? Now, did he key your car?
yeah, he's very disapproving. It was moving cars around to get out of a driveway quite late at night, reversings, all these things, and happened to go past the one front wheel and scraped it. Now, it's not inoperable, the car. It still drives the same, and it's got some dings already. Do you think it would get me cred to not really do like anything about it, because they've said I must go and get a quote and that, no, we're so sorry, we'll sort it out. Do you think I'll earn points if I go, no, just leave it's it. Fine.
Well, I mean,
this is on me. Or do you think that'll make them look at me and go, what? What a slacker.
This is the whole this is the whole Easter egg thing again.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I mean,
what would you do?
Well, it depends. What's the I mean, if my door's half falling off.
No. As I say, the car's completely fine. It's a decent scratch. I mean, it will need to be panel beaten.
How scratched is your car, though? Would you say this is a very noticeable in relation to all the other scratches? Would you say it fits in just at home?
It's above average. The scratch, yeah.
I'm very passive aggressive, so I would wait for the offer. And if it never came, there would just be a small grudge.
The offer definitely came.
Oh, did it?
Just instantly.
Oh, okay.
They were very apologetic. I'm saying now, I've got the chance to go, don't worry about it, I'll sort it out. No, it was an accident, it's fine. Which I would hope that somebody in my life would say that to me if I had dinged their car.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping for instant karma. And yeah, I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, I would leave it.
I think I know exactly what you need to do.
Yeah.
It can be an IOU. So what you do is go, don't worry, I won't call you on this now. Yeah. But the next time you accidentally scratch someone else's car, you can call up him and be like, look, I don't want you to fix my car, but this other guy accidentally scratched his car.
Or it can just be like transferable to anything.
Yeah.
Because at some point, if I need a favor or some cash, just cash it in then.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, let's carry on. Who's going to save you? The Brother Streep Save the World. Welcome to the Brother Streep Save the World. Woo-hoo. Today we'll be saving the world by eradicating all of the world's waste.
Oh, sounds fun.
It does sound fun. Does anyone have an idea for me?
We won't be eradicating all of the world's waste. We will be suggesting ideas. I just don't want people to get their hopes up. That we'll do.
No, this is just a comedy podcast.
I don't want to do anything. You know what was quite weird, right? Is if people were paying extra attention to last week's episode, they would have heard a bell kind of sound, which was my friend Caesar coming up to drop something off. Mm. Now, if you heard the bell sound and thought, well, that's very rude, the Brother Streep clearly just sit around and expected this person to wait for a whole hour until he answered the door. No, we actually just paused the recording and we just made it seem seamless. I know, we're experts. But it did make me think, kind of a week later, we were chatting about that experience. He's like, oh, so you guys podcast everything.
Yeah.
What do you podcast about? And I was like, oh, well, yeah, it's not...
It's hard to say.
Yeah, it's not really much. You know, it's not really like we don't tackle any
hard hitting political
issues. It's nothing really. It's really just a waste of time. And
it's fluffy.
Yeah,
it is very fluffy.
It's something to time your chicken to.
Yeah,
it's an hour. It's a waste of your time. We might as well sing that at the start.
We should.
Anyway, a waste of your time.
So yes, don't expect anything. We're not going to solve these issues. We just suggest suggestions.
Okay. Well, do you have any?
Okay, well, I thought I have a really fond memory of a kid. Like when I was a kid.
Of a kid.
Yeah. I did accidentally say that sentence wrong. No, when I was a kid, I remember my grandparents, they were chopping off, you know, the trees, doing the normal gardening thing, and there was a big pile of trees that had been felled in the middle of the garden, and we kind of got to jump around that and kind of weave in and out of it, and it was a magical experience, because obviously these branches are really big and you're a small kid, and it was amazing. And so there's an example of waste, I guess, being made into something that children can enjoy. So I thought, let's take all the waste in the world, especially the bulky waste, and instead of just burning
I've got a bulky waste.
Instead of just burning it, let's clean it and maybe staple some bits together and everything. And we can create a huge, massive sort of like maze kind of play area for children.
A fort.
Yeah. And do you know what? We could have sections. There's just a section where it's just everything cluttered and you can kind of make your own game. You can have a Laser Quest section. Imagine if all that waste just goes into Laser Quest. Amazing. Or paintball. Amazing.
Yeah, paintball's good with tree waste.
And instead of basically killing the ozone layer, we'll just have more fun. Okay. Isn't that great?
What I like is that you had a trampoline made of a pile of wood as a kid. I mean, I don't want to take away from the fondness of your memory, but in my head, as you're describing it, it seems pretty brutal. It's like jumping up and down on some logs. Higher, higher. Okay, so was it more like a cave den kind of thing that you were climbing in amongst?
Yes, yeah. I don't remember saying the word trampoline. I'm quite interested that you brought that up.
I did. I brought it up because in my head, I basically have a trampoline and a pile of logs at my house at the moment, and I need to get rid of both of them. So in my head, I melded the two.
It's a good meld. Look, I mean, we probably were jumping up. I don't think we were jumping on the pile, though, expecting us to spring higher than what a normal jump would elicit.
No.
Because we weren't insane.
Okay. I remember the magic faraway tree at, not the book, but at the botanical gardens here. That was always very cool. And you would, I think the rumor was that nobody's ever climbed to the top. Because if you did, you'd be in space or whatever happened in the book. And so, yeah, we used to climb up there and stuff. And then one stormy winter, the thing fell over. Wow. And they didn't kind of try put it back up or clean it away. They left it on its side and its branches made a big cave. And now you could go and kind of stand around in there.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
I love how you thought you could put the tree back up.
Well, you know, they like glue it together. Haven't you watched that Michael Jackson Earth Song video?
No.
I think they're like reverse footage of trees and they go back up.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So because it exists in a video, it exists in real life. How'd you save the world, Andrew?
Well, you know, I do think that blasting it out of the Earth's atmosphere is the best solution.
Right.
Okay. Haven't you seen Armageddon, though? Because that was a story. I mean, it was...
Well, just hold that thought, because the idea is we've got to blast it out. I know it's expensive, but we just need better marketing, okay? And so I want to call it the spaced paper basket. Okay, that's what we are now going to call space. Good. And that's where we're going to throw all of our rubbish.
Okay.
And with all that rubbish, we've got clever drones and, I don't know, space stations and things. Okay. We can create an enormous asteroid barrier.
Yeah.
All right? That will help us against asteroid attacks that can be used to deflect or reduce the impact.
Okay.
Don't you think the stuff would become asteroids?
Maybe, but...
And like come crashing back down to Earth with devastating results.
I hope not. Let's hope not.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, exactly.
At least there's hope.
The other problem is it might block out the sun if we get enough of it.
As a slightly okay copywriter, can I suggest you call it... what was it? Space paper basket. And then the slogan, Armageddon this out of here.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I think it works well.
So that's my solution, just jettison it out of the Earth.
Okay, well, you brought up the cost of it. It's famously very, very expensive to fly a rocket out to space.
To get Bruce Willis to... get his involvement, that's going to cost a pretty penny as well.
Agent fees.
If we just send up one rocket with like a string tied to it And then
you're not taking this very seriously anymore.
A
string.
It just kept going. A strong metal string. Kept going. Yeah. And we just kept on hooking on bags of rubbish as it went into the furthest depths of the atmosphere.
What do you mean, kept going?
Well, we just send it out.
I think you'll need a pulley system, if anything.
Yes, this is it. If you send it around the moon and back again, so you can connect it, and then you've almost got this, like, push-pull system going, where you can hook bags of rubbish. Literally checkers bags of people's rubbish.
Totally.
Do you think that would affect the moon in any bad way? Because isn't the moon quite important for, I don't know, just gravity and
put it on the other side.
On the other side of the moon.
The moon's already got a dishwasher on it.
Does it?
You know, from that. Did you guys see that documentary of that guy and his dog went to the moon?
They found
a dishwasher that had skis.
Yeah, and ate some cheese.
And they went there. Well, they were going there to look at the cheese.
Yeah.
That was the cool thing. You know these documentaries, they often have the twist.
Yeah.
They were going there for a cheese documentary.
Yeah. And they found so much more.
Cheese-a-mentary.
They found... they found a thing up there.
I'd like to watch that. Sounds really interesting.
Well, I'm going with the slogan, one man's trash is another man's treasure. Don't know if you've heard this before.
I've heard that, yeah.
I think that if we want to solve waste, we need to just reclassify that nothing is actually waste.
Oh.
It's just another man's treasure. Name something that's waste.
Okay.
Old banana skins.
Old banana skins. Treasure. If you send it to the right part of the planet where they love that kind of thing, you know, old banana skins, you can
dry it out, make a dress.
What about one
old detergent bottles?
Wait, I'm still doing banana skins. Oh, okay. You could use it for comedy slipping.
Yeah. True.
They use that like on big stages.
Have you ever slipped on a banana peel? It's very embarrassing.
Exactly.
You feel very ironic.
It makes a big clunk sound and everything. Old detergent bottles, if you hold them upside down in water, they can kind of float. So if you have enough of them, you could make a flotation device, like a raft. People need rafts.
Why would I need a raft?
You don't need the raft. That's the point. It's your trash, another man's treasure.
Yeah. Who's this man who needs detergent bottles for a raft?
A drowning man in an ocean.
Yeah.
Who's this man? Just because it's not your plight,
he's going
to
be
but
so
But that means
stoked.
That I need to get my detergent bottles to him.
Yes.
Okay.
We all do.
And he's not going to...
So now you're going to have people throwing detergent bottles into the ocean.
Detergent bottles.
If the guy's there, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not exactly going to turn it away just because it's made out of detergent bottles. No. I'd rather drown.
Exactly.
Than raft around on detergent bottles.
And, people waste. It's good for... It's good for... Some people eat it, I'm sure. You know these people who are like, if you drink urine, it's better than drinking water.
Nobody does that.
Some people do.
No one does that.
I'm sure there's at least one.
Like one person.
There's got to be people who are into eating feces.
What?
They have to be. There are so many people in the world. And
have you ever met someone?
There's so many years that things have been conventional that people have had to branch out.
Yeah, but those people aren't in the world for very long.
Yeah, they die of poisoning. I wonder if there's any animal that has particularly nice feces. Do we know this?
No.
There might be an animal that at least, it's...
Well, like a bee.
It's like strawberry or something.
Like a bee.
Well, honey is not their feces, is it?
Pretty much.
Feces.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it?
Well, feces, there you go. Feces, but I mean, it's the thing with things that small, what's the difference?
Multi-billion dollar a year industry, the
so
honey
you're
industry.
Saying that
trash
basically...
Trash is treasure.
Trash is treasure.
We've taken the bees... trash and turn it into
It's not trash for the bee either.
Coffee beans relevant.
Is it? Wait, is
what
really,
about those cats?
But
you're not doing it for the poop. You're doing it for the taste of the coffee.
Because otherwise, you just buy the coffee.
Is honey?
I do just buy the
cat's trash. Is literally your treasure.
Is the honey
not mine?
Is the honey really?
Look, let's do some research and we can come back to this.
Because if it is, then that's kind of weird of them just living in their own squalor. Just letting it drip all around the place.
I think it's useful.
I don't know. If I came home and found my lounge covered in poo.
Isn't it for feeding the larva? I think it's for feeding the... I'm going to go with that. It's for feeding the larva.
They must get so freaked out when they see our larva lamps. Oh, it's genocide.
So as you see, we've just saved the world.
This is the sounds of Andrew Kerr rustling out to get his notepad. We're going to keep the sounds of him rustling in because he hasn't really been in the podcast that much.
I've got this rash. I think it's going viral like our video did this week.
Oh, wow. That's pretty pretty hectic.
Yeah. Has anyone seen that London video? It's caused some debate online.
There were some people that people mainly said nice things.
Yeah, but about 95%.
Yeah, there were one or two that there was some swearing in one of the comments. I saw that. I was like, whoa. That's interesting.
They obviously didn't listen to the previous podcast,
which is quite nice. It's almost like we put a thing out there and then kind of went, okay, you guys discuss it now. It's like maybe one or two people have gone, you guys are idiots. You don't know what you're talking about. How could you say that? But more often than not, it's like, I like South Africa. Well, I like London. Let's fight.
it's weird because that song goes almost nothing like this piece of music I can hear.
The quiz!
That's right, it's quiz time, and this week's quiz is a condensed quiz, and we're doing Zac Efron quiz.
Wow, shouldn't we then just call it the Zac quiz if you're condensing it and all?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
don't waste precious time, Andrew.
Moving on to round Zac F1. And the first question is, if Zac could swap lives with anyone, he says he would like to be who?
Beep.
Simon.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Incorrect.
Matthew Perry.
Incorrect. Simon had the right to
Frank Sinatra.
Simon had the right
to
Elijah Wood.
Country that they're from.
Russell Brand. The guy
Daniel older, more famous.
Craig.
Beep Brian May. Beep
older, very iconic throughout the world, throughout the
beep
globe.
Stephen Fry.
A female.
Meryl Streep.
No.
Throughout the globe.
Yeah.
Beep Madonna.
Judi Dench.
No, you're getting closer.
Beep Helen Mirren.
Not an actress.
Not an actress. So it's the queen.
Here's the right answer, well done, Dylan.
What? Zac Efron? It would be boring to be the queen. Isn't what you're talking about.
Question two. While using scissors in the fifth grade, he accidentally cut off one of his what?
Penises.
Now he's a normal boy.
Dylan, you buzz first.
Fringe. So.
Fringe, no.
One of his
beep fingers.
Incorrect.
Beep toes.
It's quite close, though.
Beep
incorrect, incorrect.
Side ears.
Getting closer, no.
Beep eyebrows.
Here's the right answer, well done, Simon.
One of his eyebrows.
Yeah, he probably cut off the other one so he could look symmetrical.
Well
apparently.
Done.
Right, question three. One of his favorite movies, which is a comedy movie, is what?
Beep Caddyshack.
Incorrect.
Beep Police Academy.
Incorrect.
This is very vague. One of his favorite movies.
Okay, I'll give you a clue.
Zoolander.
I'll give you a clue. It involves Jim Carrey.
Beep the Mask.
Incorrect.
Beep Dumb and Dumber.
Is the right answer. Well done, Simon.
Yes.
Okay, and since his singing is so good, Zac was offered a record deal by someone famous, but declined, saying, acting is my main priority. Who offered him the deal?
Beep Brian May.
Incorrect.
Michael Jackson.
Incorrect.
Beep Simon Cowell.
Is the right answer.
Oh my goodness gracious.
We are moving on to round two, which is filming good. You need to tell me which film or TV series they are not in. Here are
TV series.
Yeah, here are the options.
Interesting, he's put TV series into it.
Yeah, it's because he's had a shorter career. Right. Winterland, The Guardian, Triple Play, The Unexpected Journey, The Derby Stallion.
Beep. Yes.
Winterland.
Winterland.
I think it's going to be Triple Play and it's actually going to be Double Play. It's a real series. Or something.
The correct answer is Winterland.
Yay!
It was Summerland that he was in. Did you know that?
I had the right way of thinking there.
And we're going to move on to round three, which is finish the
trilogy.
Round. Quote, sorry. the first quote is, I'm bad at returning.
Beep, library books.
Incorrect.
In tennis.
No.
Beep,
no.
From the dead.
Of the Jedi.
I guess you wouldn't know that. Until you try. Yeah. No, these are all great, but no.
Beep, compliments.
No.
Food that's off.
No, is this something, it's conversational. I'm bad at returning.
Beep.
Calls.
Is the right answer.
Ooh,
phone calls, well done.
Conversational.
The second quote is, my dogs are crazy. They're always getting into some kind of trouble. But then again, they're my.
Beep. Best friends.
You buzz at the same time and Dylan friends. Said it first. I'm going to give it to him as loyal friends. So, well done. And the last quote is, if I splurge on anything, it's cologne. I love...
Beep, smelling good.
Is exactly right. Well done.
Cologne. I love cologne.
So, we're going to move on to round four, and I have a confession.
Yeah,
wow.
Because the theme is High School Musical.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's a person in a few of these called Coleman, and I have no idea who Coleman is, if they're a character or a real person.
Well, Coleman from High School Musical.
We're just going to... Good luck for you. I don't know who
gonna,
that is either.
We're going to go with
Didn't we watch
it.
The first one together?
I don't think we did. I don't think I've ever watched... I
Why
watched
I
it at
feel
the
like
theater.
I watched the first one of those with you. I wish.
Well, let's just wrap this conversation up. And the first question is, when the shoot ended, Coleman, mystery man, went home to find what bad thing at
Beep.
His place of residence?
All his plants had died.
Incorrect.
Beep, a break-in.
Incorrect.
Beep, his dog died.
Incorrect.
Beep, his cat had died.
Incorrect.
Beep, his pet lobster
Lightning
died.
Lightning had
incorrect.
Struck the house.
No, incorrect.
Beep, the roof was gone.
No, incorrect.
Beep, his car was stolen.
Incorrect.
Beep,
the grass had died.
Incorrect.
You kind of said that earlier. Strange.
Beep, something had died.
This is, nothing had died. I don't know.
Something
I never
doing.
Gave you any clue.
Beep, someone had stolen. Something was
Beep,
stolen.
No.
Someone
yes.
had planted a whole bunch of plants
no.
in his garden that weren't his.
Something to do with the amount of time Beep. He'd actually be allowed to stay there.
His thing had expired.
The squatters
expired.
Yes. Well, he was being told to be
I'm
evicted.
I'm pretty sure it was the squatters, so let's give me points.
Move on.
Okay. The second question is, he would also say before each take, this is the director, by the way, mm-hmm. not Coleman, I don't think.
okay.
Who cares? Let's say it's Coleman.
Yeah.
All right. This is going to be on film forever. Let's
make it good.
Make it count.
Dylan is correct.
What?
Is exactly correct. Make it count, yeah.
Yeah, but make it go is pretty good.
okay.
Make it count is pretty count.
The last question. On set, and I'm going to, what the hell, make this question worth 3 points. On set,
no,
they
no.
had a jar.
That's not
so
fair.
That is punishment. When the cast did a specific thing, they had to put some money in it.
Beep,
what was the jar
swear.
For? Incorrect.
Beep, sing off pitch.
Incorrect.
Dance badly.
Incorrect.
Beep, wee on the floor.
Well, I think that you need a few jars. Incorrect.
You get a line wrong.
No.
Beep, say anything bad about Disney and it's filmed.
No. this is more...
we in their pants?
Ooh.
How would I describe this? No, it is an involuntary action.
Beep, yawn.
Is the right answer.
Yes.
And Simon wins the quiz. Unbelievably.
Well,
comes back.
Let me just tally those up.
I won the quiz.
I don't know why suddenly the last
so
questions are worth three. That's an interesting development.
Quiz.
I'm really happy for him, actually.
I won the quiz.
Well done.
Cool. Well, that's all the time we have. Literally all the time we have. We've got to go now, but thank you so much for listening. If you liked it, like it on Facebook or iTunes or tell your friends or just
Twitter. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.